I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
One more email here. He said, hey guys, I got a dating question. Man, this is like the second in a couple of days, someone meeting someone out of state. Met this girl online. We've been communicating every day, either text or talking on the phone, about 3.5 months now. It's more than surface level stuff. And yes, I'm 100% certain she's real. The issue is she lives in Texas. I'm in Metro Detroit. We've talked seriously about meeting, and I'm just wondering, what's the appropriate amount of time before I make a trip to Texas? Paying for the plane ticket and hotel is not a big issue for me. I just don't want to move too fast. Thanks in advance. Love the show.
I don't get this. I really don't. There's so many people wherever you are. Why are you looking to make it difficult right out of the gate?
Yeah, I mean
if
some
you met
people...
someone somewhere and you fell in love and then you realized that you live different places, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. I think that sometimes it's really hard for somebody to find someone here. Like, it's just when you found someone, you found somebody.
So even with millions of people around you, right around your driving distance.
Yeah. How did they meet?
I met her. You met her online.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of course. So I'm going to guess, I'm going to go out on a crazy limb, is that he's a gamer and he met this girl playing a game.
Yeah. And she's in Texas.
But that's why he like knows she's real, and he knows she's real because they game together.
Yeah.
And I will say this, go as soon as possible. Don't beat around the bush, because if you know she's real, you might as well go. Like, moving too fast. What's moving too fast? You're just going to meet her, an actual person.
Spent 3.5 months talking to her.
Right. Like, you just...
So you're saying go now, like book it soon.
Just go, but like don't plan to move there. Like, just go and like see what it's like in real life. Like, there's a lot of dudes I knew that would go meet the girl that gamed with us and stuff went really bad. Like, real. Just get it over with right now.
Yeah,
don't waste any more time.
Go see if it's any good or if it's just she's nuts and it's terrible and she's way grosser than you could ever imagine and... Just go handle all that, like, right now. Might as well go. You know she's
so
real.
Scary. What a scary trip to take.
Oh, my God, it is.
I can't imagine doing that.
You got to be able to, like, if you really, like her and you think there's, like, that she's real and everything's cool and then the first meeting goes well, you got to be able to, like, afford going there regularly.
Yeah, that's true,
bringing her to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, or else, what do you got, you
know? Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, says the Irish Canadian with Indian wife. But I met her at work. She wasn't like miles away from me. She didn't live in India while I lived in Ireland.
You didn't go get her from India.
He bought her.
What do people think?
That's exactly what Dave did.
A bunch of cows to get her.
Yeah.
There's my Indian bride that I found online, Amber.
Actually, they had to give Dave all the cows.
That guy's Dave met his wife at the Temple of Doom.
Brought her home.
It's really scary that someone thought that.
That's
wild. I guess if you don't know show,
all cultures
don't...
live around us.
Yes, there's Indian women here in this country too.
Yes.
And there's Irish people here too.
There's all sorts of different cultures.
Whatever your culture is, he's just like, you live there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is nuts.
I honestly, that's the first time that's ever come up in my life. So you bought Ember and you brought her here.
Yeah. With a kilt on and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I did not buy my bride online.
No. Oh, man, I wish you did, though.
No, I don't. I don't.
I mean, I'm glad you didn't have to.
No. Yes, me
but
too.
But, boy, would that be big for the show.
No, it would not be big for the show. It would be devastating. She would have left me a long time ago.
Well, yeah, yeah. Yeah, all that. Yeah.
It's interesting, though.
It sure is.
Sure, but I don't want talking points. Yeah. True. I want just actually a nice lady who wants to be with me.
Right. Turns out it's better to do it the way you did it, you know, like someone's raised in a town that you go to and work. Yes. You meet
face to face
in the same building. You work there for a long time together.
Yeah. My favorite thing all week has just been Lisa going, there are other cultures that live all around us.
She's trying to help. Lisa's just trying to help people. She's trying to make people understand how life works.
Yeah. It's sad you have to tell people that.
Guys, there's all sorts of cultures that live around us at all times.
That's mind blowing there. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Good luck. Good luck to the guy going. Chuck says go. You might as well just go.
You got
to
get it out of the way, and then you got to look ahead if you're serious about it.
Well, because there's two ways this goes. Sometimes you meet the gaming girl, and everything works out, and like those people are like together.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the other way, which I know like at least three guys who met the gaming girl.
It's scary.
And it was real, real bad. Real bad.
Everyone is obsessed with Baby Yoda from the new Star Wars series, The Mandalorian. The official toys have been selling out on Amazon. One of them's not going to ship again until May. Knockoff toys are flooding the market. Some of them look absolutely horrible. Turns out, though, there is a scientific reason we can't get enough of him. An expert at the University of California says it has something to do with something called Baby Shima.
Yeah, he looks like they say that's why people watch more cat videos, even if they're not cat people.
It's a set of physical features we've evolved to think of as cute. Mm-hmm. Basically, being adorable is good for babies because it encourages us to take better care of them. And Baby Yoda has all the important attributes that play into that. Big eyes, small nose, chubby cheeks. Cute things can even cause something called cute aggression, where there's an urge to squeeze or pinch it.
Oh, that happens all the time with me.
Mm-hmm. You want to squeeze and pinch things?
Yeah, like if you've never had that where you're like, you see something, you're just like, it's so cute. You just want to, it's so cute. I have it. It's in my brain. Yeah, I know that's in my brain. It is a weird thing, but you do.
They say that, so like cat videos are much more popular on the internet than dog videos by a lot because cats have that. They have the same features.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, there are weird animals that we find super cute, like a baby hippo.
Mm-hmm.
But we generally, as humans, find any baby of almost any animal adorable. Yeah. Maybe not baby mice and stuff like that, but, you know, like, so there's something there, and it's like you want to protect it.
So if you pair that with all these pop culture cloud of Star Wars, people go nuts. And director Jon Favreau has an alternate theory for why everyone's going crazy for Baby Yoda right now. And this does kind of play into it as well to some extent. He says we've never really known much about Yoda's past or where he comes from. So he thinks feeding that curiosity is also driving the obsession to some degree. He said Yoda was always shrouded in mystery, and that is what made him so kind of mythic. So I think that's why people are so curious about this little one of the same species.
Here's what happened with Star Wars fans. We weren't ready.
No.
None of us knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
None of us
pretty brilliantly
expected it. It happened, and we were like, what?
I fell.
Yeah, you fell.
I fell.
I was like, oh, baby, yeah.
Well, you know,
I fell.
I did. I tumbled.
You know, and
fell to my knees.
I don't know. There's like a throwback quality to it because I think it's like a puppet at times. And
Yoda's whole species and past. I've been watching a lot of stuff about movies lately, but George Lucas purposely kept him. Like there were certain expanded universe things that they wanted to go into the backstory of Yoda. There was a trading card that was a bunch of Yoda species praying around a thing that George Lucas stopped.
Yeah, he's like, there's not that many of them.
Yeah,
or
you don't make that trading card. It's like, but he did that on purpose.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. But at the same time, so they tried this whole thing in the last movie with those porg things, those dumb porgs. And
which were a flop. Which,
and they flopped. So it doesn't always work. So it has to be something more than...
But this is a character we already know and love.
But
right?
there's no guarantee, right?
No, there is no guarantee, but at least there is that. It has history.
Yeah. I just, what I love about Baby Yoda is I love that he drinks soup, and I love that he wears jammies. And he's got the tiniest old jammies, and he's precocious. He's a little rascal.
Precocious. Yeah. That's what makes him fun,
too. Hit that button on the Mandalorian ship, no problem.
Oh, man.
But he has also got infinite force powers.
I wish my dad was a Mandalorian.
Chuck, you'd be Baby Yoda.
I say it every day. That I wish my dad was a Mandalorian.
You know when he picks him up and puts him on his lap?
Yeah.
I want him to put me on his lap.
Yeah, I know. I want to get you in those little jammies.
It's funny. I want those jammies.
Most people want a Baby Yoda. Chuck wants to be Baby Yoda.
Yeah, exactly. I want to put him on the slab.
I want to be taken care of by a Mandalorian.
Oh, that's so funny to me.
It's different.
Please, someone Photoshop Chuck as Baby Yoda. If you could do that,
please put me on the Mandalorian's lap.
It's like a big fight, and Chuck's like, "What are you guys doing? Drinking soup?"
That's little Baby Chuck.
Baby Chuck
in his little jammies, drinking soup.
Choda.
Yeah, Choda.
That's
Choda.
That's little Baby Choda.
Not a Baby Choda.
I'm sure it would be adorable, Chuck.
Yep.
Oh man.
We'll have to get a little Baby Yoda.
He is adorable, though.
Figure.
I don't know.
This is kind of an interesting... It's not really a robbery. What happened here, I guess, is there's a honey-baked ham store in Missouri. They closed down for Thanksgiving, like most places.
Yeah.
But they left the doors open by mistake. Like, unlocked.
Yeah.
So people were, like, ready to go into the honey-baked ham. No one around. So they took some stuff, but left the money for it.
But
they paid. Yeah. Does that count as theft? Let's get the story here from Fox 2 in Missouri. Let's take a listen in.
Even though this honey-baked ham store on Manchester and Baldwin was closed for Thanksgiving, it was still doing business. Unbeknownst to management, customers helped themselves to a couple of pies, declaring it a Thanksgiving emergency.
Police found money and a note sitting on the cash register around 1 o'clock Thanksgiving afternoon. Police say another customer had gone to the store hoping it was open, found the entry door unlocked. That customer saw the note and the money and called police. Officers found no forced entry, no sign of a crime, even though the pie takers had to walk around the counter to get them out of the refrigerator.
They responded up there, found the door open, searched the business. They didn't find anything inside the business, but some money that was left and a note that said, two pies were taken because they were in dire need of pies for Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't think they should have been closed in the first place, but I probably would. I don't think it's right, though. I mean, I wouldn't go behind the counter and start helping myself. It is a business, but it's kind of funny.
Nothing else was missing. We believe $26 was left. Each pie cost $11, so
very nice.
They even left money to cover the tax. It's definitely not something we recommend, but as far as we know, they didn't break any laws.
Actually, I saw Quick Trip. They had all kinds of pies sitting on their counters on Thanksgiving. So they could have gone there.
And they were open.
They were open.
It's no honey baked lady.
This is getting a lot of traffic, but is yet to generate an answer to the mystery. Even honey baked ham has yet to reveal. What kind of pies were taken?
No one cares.
Andy Banker, Fox 2 News.
Okay. They need to get like a honey-baked vending machine or something.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I can't be having some honey-baked every corner of goddamn vending machines.
Lisa, why would you do this to us?
A honey-baked idea.
I'm going to take
just
a
out
ham.
For my walk. What the deuce?
A4. A4 is a ham. B7 is a pie. A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, A1, B2, A2, A3. There's other people here. Hey, you back off yourself, I'll kill you.
That's such a deadly idea.
Yeah. C1, C2, C3.
Oh, my God.
I love everything at the Honey Baked Ham.
I will say, because I'm just new to the pie game, the nut pie game, we were at a place where they had pecan pie that came from Honey Baked Ham. It's really good.
Yeah.
Dude, honey-baked ham.
I was really good.
I haven't had any of their ham.
All the stuff there. There was one by me where I would go and get lunch sometimes.
That's right.
They make a sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Sandwich is good.
Their sandwiches are so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I put it on a croissant sometimes.
I like that cop, though. He was like, it's not exactly clear statutes in the Missouri law books about pie law.
Yeah, they don't know what to do, huh? No,
but they didn't do any. I mean, okay, is it breaking and entering if it's closed and the door's open?
Well, the cops said they didn't do anything wrong.
No, they left the right amount of money.
In fact, I'd love it if all my places I love would just do this for me. Just leave it open all night.
You don't have to deal with anything?
And then I can just go in there at 2 a.m. and just get the stuff I need. I won't make a mess. I'll leave the money.
Amazing. All that night footage of you with your
I'll be like,
glowing.
You know, I need those dilly bars right now, I think.
It's a dilly bar emergency. I'm very sorry.
I see, you know, it's funny.
I've never had a dilly bar emergency. I think we have.
I have one every day.
I pass by a cell phone store here every morning on my way in, and the night workers, half the time at night, they have blinking open signs they leave on.
Yeah.
One on each side of the window, one in the front. And they're, like, half of the mornings they're on at, you know, like 4 a.m. when I drive by.
Yeah.
And I think if someone went in and was like, says open.
Yeah. Is it one of those places that's like Wireless Empire?
No, it's a brand name.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. But one night guy's like, I can't be bothered turning those off.
I'm not going to shut those off.
Leaves them on, like, at least half the time.
Yeah.
And they're so bright and blinky.
Yeah.
You can't miss them.
It's probably just to make sure no one kicks a door in or something, you know, keep some lights on.
Oh.
We're open, kind of.
Yeah. Someone's watching.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We'll start with that woman who was furious in California with her son's haircut. She was so pissed off, she ran over the barber in her car.
Oh, my God.
What did he do to that kid?
Here's the story from CBS San Francisco. Take a listen here.
When in Antioch ran over a barber because she was upset about her son's haircut. It happened at Delta Barbershop this afternoon. Witnesses say the woman was complaining about the haircut and then went outside, started causing
a
scene.
Him?
That's him. That's the barber.
Oh, my. She hit his shoes off him.
They never show this part.
And his socks.
They never show them taking the body out.
I think, did they knock his pants, shoes, and everything off him?
She hit him so hard.
I think everything on him is broken.
In his boxers?
I think everything's broken.
The woman hit the barber with her car. It sent him flying through a glass door right into a vacant storefront.
My phone, the car taking off, backing out, and take off real fast. When I came over here, my buddy here, the owner of this barbershop, already laying down all the way inside.
So
the barber may have fractured one of his legs.
So she hit him outside that barbershop.
Okay, so she wasn't happy. Her name is Ruby Delgadillo. She's from Brentwood, California, and she took her son to a barbershop earlier this week. Apparently not at all happy with the haircut. Said it looked horrible. 63-year-old barber in there.
Well, he just knows how to do, like, the one...
I know. Yeah, it's not like he's one of these cool guys.
Hey, no, a crew cut! I told you!
Yes, crew cut! Number two!
She argued with the barber. He was so mad at her, he went outside to write down her license plate number because he was going to call the cops on her. So that's when she ran him over. She rammed him through the glass window of that store right next to his barber shop. He needed surgery. He did have a badly broken leg. She fled the scene. The cops are trying to track her down yet. They know who she is.
Yeah.
They can't find Ruby.
She's gone.
Can't find Ruby yet.
Ruby's gone.
She has a previous record because they have her mugshot.
Yeah, they do have her mugshot before, but they just can't find her yet.
There she is, third one down.
Ruby Delgadillo.
Delgadillo. There she is.
Oh,
this is, if you want to see her previous mugshot, it's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The cops trying to track her down, and if they get her, she's going to be charged with assault with a deadly weapon.
So she was also, the kid had a cut on his neck. So she lost it.
Mm.
you know, we both had that happen to our kids. Not cut.
Oh, the terrible haircut.
The terrible haircut.
Yeah, the terrible haircut. I didn't think of hitting anyone.
I did not think of it. I just decided I wasn't going to go back to super cheap cuts.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
That was a bad call in our place.
That is a funny thing. It makes you sad in your heart. Probably look at your kid with a bad haircut.
Oh, you guys, it was so bad. Like, Aiden, he was only 4 or 5, and he was devastated.
Yeah.
Devastated. She caught like a bald spot into his head.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She was so bad. She must have been like fresh out of haircut in school and could only get the job there at Super Sammy Cheap Cuts.
Rowan quite honestly just had the front of his hair combed down towards his eyebrows, and then she just gave him the dumb and dumber. The dumb and dumber. And then she was like, all right, he's good. And I was in utter shock. I was in utter shock. I couldn't believe the haircut. And then I started dying. I knew there's no way. And I was like, well, he's going to have to go somewhere and get this all fixed. Because it's the worst thing ever.
I think the barber may speak to this news station here if we can listen in.
Cron 4 News.
All right, Cron, you get to the story.
Right next to his shop. Cron 4's Michelle Kingston spoke to that barber today. Michelle, how is he doing tonight?
Very natural.
He's doing better than we thought he'd be doing. He has a broken leg. He's recovering in the hospital. He says after he heals, which will be about a month, he will return to work.
The extreme shit went through. She literally tried to kill me.
You believe that she was trying to kill you?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the look on her face as she hit the accelerator on that Prius.
Prius.
Oh, Prius did all that to him. Knocked his socks off.
I could just see her screaming after you.
His pants.
Cron 4 News spoke to the barber, 63-year-old Brian Martin, over the phone from his hospital bed on Thursday. Police say this woman, 28-year-old Ruby Delgadillo of Brentwood, intentionally hit Martin with her Prius Wednesday afternoon. He and the vehicle smashing through the business next to his barber shop in Antioch. Martin broke his leg in two different places.
She literally drove me through the window and into the building.
Police say Delgadillo was upset about her son's haircut.
Like, look at the haircut. He's terrible.
You could barely see on his neck. I mean, we're talking no blood or anything.
Martin says Delgadillo and her son had been coming to the barbershop for about a year, and Delgadillo had always been pleasant. But on Wednesday afternoon, things took a turn. She left with her son after the haircut, only to return 30 minutes later upset about the cut on his neck.
But I said, what do you want me to do? The kid had squirmed the whole time. He's a good kid, you know, so it wasn't a problem. But it just escalated, and I couldn't calm her down, and he started kicking the door of the shop. I thought she was going to break it.
Martin stepped outside to get Delgadillo's license plate number, and that's when Delgadillo rammed her car into him.
She put her kids in the car and put it in gear, and she's flipping me off and yelling, F you, and I didn't think she would. I thought I could get out of the way. And she literally pushed me through the plate glass and way into the building. Her car came at least halfway into the building. And she put it in reverse and drove off.
Now, once Delgadillo drove off, police have yet to find her. Martin says he feels terrible for those two young boys in the back seat. He says he does not want them to have to deal with their mother possibly going to jail. He wants to make sure that Delgadillo gets the help that she needs.
Yeah, those poor kids, right?
Yeah.
That's mom. Mom just ran the barber over.
They were just on their phones. They didn't even know.
They didn't know what happened. That Prius knocked him right into that cash for gold place.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Right inside of it.
Right inside of it. He was around all that gold and couldn't do anything
man,
about
no.
it.
Take his shoes off and cut his pants off.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, his leg is in 16 pieces. So.
She really shattered it good.
Yeah.
Prius has more power than you think.
Yeah. Well, and also, I don't know why. I guess I just, when I assume someone has decided I'm getting a Prius, that there's like, that they're just a gentle soul.
You think
they're trying to save the earth? They're like,
you well, think
it's
that,
not the person I would have thought to be driving a Prius.
I honestly thought you could just kick a Prius if it came at you.
Just put your hand out and stop it, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, like hit it down.
Yeah. No. Apparently not.
I know that. Listen, haircuts may not be exactly the case here, but we all take our haircuts pretty seriously.
Yeah, I will say this.
And so if you get a bad one, you can understand a little bit of rage, but not, not
don't,
running someone
don't
over.
Cut me, though.
Don't cut me. I've had my ear cut once.
Have you?
With razor, with clippers.
I feel like that's someone who sucks.
I was
don't
real,
cut me.
I was real scared of that when I was a kid. Getting cut.
Yeah.
But for me, the only haircut I got for like most of the beginning of it was like I had curly hair and I used to hate having curly hair. And I had this like, my parents thought it was great to just have me have this kind of like almost Elvis-y, perm-y kind of thing.
I love the idea already.
Elvis-y, perm-y.
Yeah, it was like real short on the sides, kind of.
Poof on the top.
A little poofy on the top. Yeah, it was super poofy.
Bring it back.
Yeah, there's a fifth grade photo of me with that haircut that's on my Instagram or whatever. And I just look at it and I'm like,
oh man.
Man, I'm glad I made it out. Made it out of my childhood alive.
You did.
Those
you
people did not care.
Yeah, mine, honestly, my parents, I think, just went with the bowl cut for way too long. I look back at pictures too. I'm like, what were you thinking? Like, it's like I didn't even have a hairstyle.
Yeah, see, that really is what they did to Rowan, except you had longer bangs than that. Rowan's bangs were only a tiny little bit past his hairline.
It was cut bangs too short.
That's what they did.
When they do that.
But my hair like went down to like the end of my chin. Like it's like you can't see my ears.
So
like it's like
second.
They didn't give me haircuts at all.
You have a helmet cut. It's almost what it is.
Yeah.
It's a helmet.
It was real bad.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I didn't realize that
that's
the sides
how, you
still
know what
came
happened?
Down.
Here's what happened, I believe. My dad always covered his ears because of his hearing aids.
Oh.
So he grew his hair like that. And I think they just gave me the dad.
Well, you know what's funny? Because a lot of your early haircuts as a boy, you just get the same haircut as your dad.
So I think that's it. I got the dad.
Yeah.
He wanted his ears completely covered so you didn't see his hearing aids.
Yeah.
And so I got that cut too.
You had a bald dad.
Yeah. You couldn't get the dad.
Yeah, I couldn't get the dad. I did not want the dad.
No.
Someone said my haircutter cut her finger almost off during a haircut. She did finish my haircut, though, wearing a glove, and it was filled with her blood.
God.
No, let the woman go.
Yeah.
Let her get some help.
Well, if you're halfway done, what do you do?
Yeah,
you
like,
can't be like, no,
I'd
be like, yes, if you burn that shot and you finish the job.
Yeah.
I can't go out with half cool hair.
No.
At 7, an old lady at
a place,
we'll call it Super Bill's, grabbed my ear and said, move again and I'll cut it off. My grandma and mom freaked out. Didn't run anyone over, though. And the one said, my dad had a Flo-Bee for himself and cut my hair himself for my entire childhood.
My dad talks about how my grandma got one of these Flo-Bees.
Yeah.
And he said it was not good.
Well, they didn't. No one could really cut hair with a Flo-Bee.
It just sucked it in there, right?
It would all be the same length, right? Yes, you could put different attachment. Like the commercial sold it where you could be like, well, we're going to do like a 1 on the sides, and then you'll put a 2 in and do a little bit higher, and then a 3 on the top.
Oh, look at. Oh, my God. Let's watch a flashback, the Flo-Bee commercial. Here.
It's the Flo-Bee!
Before the Flo-Bee, only a skilled professional could produce a good layered haircut. Tens of thousands have been sold to satisfied customers. Why? Because it really works.
Proper suction is the key to getting great-looking haircuts with no cleanup.
I can't believe anyone bought that.
That's nuts.
Millions. Jeez. I bet whoever came up with the Flo-Bee is so rich.
You think so?
Yes.
People wanted to save money on haircuts so bad.
Did you see that guy cutting his wife's hair?
Yeah. But do you see what it is? It's like a giant chunk of square hair that's perfectly straight.
Yeah.
Which is the worst thing you could ever do while giving a haircut, right? Like everyone always cuts it on angles and like cutting it straight across is the worst thing you can do on something round.
Yeah. It's terrible.
How much did they make with the Flo-Bee?
How much? What an interesting question. It's going to make us sad in our hearts, I bet.
I think
it
will.
Get ready.
Flo-Bee.
How many people died before they got it right?
So many.
Do they not? No one ever asked that question before?
Oh, my God. Why?
Maybe just put
the bizarre inventions that made serious bucks.
Flo-Bee.
Oh, wow. It's all the really bad things.
Doggles?
Doggles. Goggles for dogs?
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
That's incredible.
Doggles are so cute.
Dogs hate them, guys.
I got to get Jameson
some. Dogs hate them. There you go. How much?
Show us the numbers.
2 million units by the year 2000 they'd sold.
Yeah, so how much was a Flobee?
That's probably still 20 years ago, bucks, right?
Yeah, they had to probably be 30, 40 bucks. I mean, it was supposed to make stylists obsolete.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't as scared, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
No.
They don't have the numbers, though. They don't have the Flobee numbers.
Man. Mm. That was when they were really, like, targeting people like my grandma and grandpa's age.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And those people, like, had some money, and they really did wanted to save it on anything they could, especially a haircut.
Yeah, I think they made the same similar version of this, too, for your pets.
Yeah.
I think they moved it to the pet realm, right?
To me, that makes more sense.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's a Flobee pet groomer.
Yeah, they moved it to the pet realm and probably cleaned it up even more. Because think about how much grooming your pet can cost.
It's still being manufactured and sold to this day.
Oh, yeah. So it's not done.
No, they haven't stopped making money.
They're not done making money.
It was...
Old people got fed up with how much haircuts cost.
You know what? It's wild to me how much a haircut can cost.
It can cost
especially for women. Women's the price that Amber has paid through the years for certain like haircuts and colors and stuff.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Jason's in Rhode Island. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Prepare to peg!
Three armies ride from the north.
Yes, sire.
Two from the east. Boats. Orcs. Catapults. Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg! Peg!
Peg!
He's a foot soldier.
Oh, that was good. Hey, guys, how we doing?
We're doing good, man. What's your comment on this one?
Good. All right, so my mother was owned a beauty parlor growing up, okay? And she gave me a permanent when I was 9 years old.
Oh, no.
And she swore. I was crying. I'm like, Ma, I don't want to do this. Oh, I can take it out if you don't like it. Well, that was a lie.
Yeah.
And then 9-year-old fat kid with a perm. And then she sends me to school late the next day so I get to take my hat off in front of the entire class.
Oh, no. Imagine if your permanent was natural. That's what I lived.
Yeah. They called me Julius Caesar for the net rest of the year.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty bad. This is the year I started beating people up.
Yeah. Yep, it happens.
Sorry about your luck, man. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya. It's a school bully origin story.
Yeah, that's what it is. All started with a perm.
Oh, that's hilarious.
One perm caused dozens of swirlies and wedgies.
Mm. Yep.
Nine-year-old's life with a perm.
But I'll say this. I didn't know I was ruining it. I was about to ruin Roland's life when I brought him to that place.
Well, it was super cheap cuts,
but
right?
He had gone so many times.
And they did
like
it okay?
He had gone, and it was fine.
But those
like,
are the places, fine. It's just whoever's it's different, right? Available, yeah, right? It's not the same woman.
That's what it is. Yeah. It was, and normally I wasn't the one who brought him.
Yeah.
And then, so I didn't go in looking for a certain person. I just was like, all right, this Russian girl seems well qualified.
She seems legit.
She seems like, I mean, she's here, right? I mean, she has to be trained. No, it doesn't.
Because how much could they make? If the haircut for the kids, which is like $7 or $8 something, if I recall, how much could they make?
And the truth is, the way it is there, it was not about doing it good. It was about doing it as fast as possible.
It's
like
volume.
You can't even imagine how fast they were whipping kids in and out of these chairs. Like,
so you took him to get this cut?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
It was tragic.
Mm. Huh.
Tragedy.
That is crazy to think about if it's like a $7 or $8 haircut. Like, they don't.
They may make
the worst part of it was sitting there and realizing it's unfolding, but like not, I didn't know what to say. Like, I didn't know what to say to this woman who's giving a dumb and dumber haircut.
What do you say? You're like,
all I knew, like, as it was happening, I was just like, well, this will have to be taken care of tomorrow. This will have to be fixed.
It'll have to be fixed.
It'll have to be fixed tomorrow.
A few more quick calls in this. Jessica's in Fort Myers. You had something you wanted to share, Jessica.
I'm actually a hairstylist. I've been one for 15 years. I've been in the industry for 20 years. And it's funny you guys talking about this because my coworkers and I just the other day were talking about the Flobee. But we got to the topic because one of my clients actually said that she wanted to use the split ender. Have you guys heard of that?
No, what's that?
No. No.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
This thing is terrifying. It's a rotating blade inside of like a, it like sucks your hair up and then it's supposed to only cut the split ends that like stick out from your hair. So funny just talking about it.
Dude, it sounds like a Spider-Man villain.
It sounds like it's gonna get, it's gonna scalp you.
Well, I guess like I have heard horror stories about this thing, but this young girl came in and you know, these young girls, they grow their hair really long and they think they can go forever without a trim and then be like, oh, I just want you to cut this much, you know, like, and she said, well, I was just gonna use the split ender and I just had this look on my face, like, please don't. I that's what I said, actually.
Yeah, no, it looks, we just looked it up. Thanks for calling in, Jessica. It looks pretty damn, here's a bit of the commercial for
What's the biggest problem with your hair?
Split ends.
The ends.
Split ends.
Split ends. Dry ends. You have them.
This is Rashi Lesigate.
If you use blow dryers, hair irons, dye your hair, go to the beach.
Hair irons.
Pool, your hair.
Sometimes try swim.
Ends. And the only way to fix this problem is cutting the ends and shortening the length. And still, you have split ends all over your hair.
Hair look like
nightmare.
A pubes.
Well, not anymore. Now you can eliminate split ends and keep the length.
The new and improved Split Ender by Talavera Hair Products is the only hair tool ever invented that safely trims damaged hair ends and split ends in minutes.
Hi, I am Victor Talavera.
Yeah, it has like a rotating blade inside of it.
That's horrible.
How does it not scalp women?
Never heard of that. That's a bad
man. Then people die making split ends. Manly.
Yeah, imagine being that guy's boyfriend and he's trying it out all the time.
Please don't you get to me. I don't want to test your products.
You have to.
I don't want to whip their playoffs. Playoffs.
His name is Victor. I didn't realize it. That's hilarious.
Yep. Please, no, Victor, no. Please, I don't want to be our tested, damn it.
I have no choice.
Victor!
So, yeah, it's the Talavera split ender because he's Victor Talavera.
Yeah.
And one more call. Justin, hey, good morning, man.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Sure.
93, 94, I was seventh grade. I had about a 2-inch spike on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sides slicked back.
Yeah.
And then a perm in the back with about 3-inch curls.
So hold on.
Oh my God,
you were spiky on top.
That's gorgeous.
You were slicked back at the sides, and the back was permed. I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's crazy.
It's like a permy mullet.
Your hair was like Legos.
Exactly.
Wow, the perm.
So my mother has a picture of me with a pink sweatshirt with a gray collar. And likes to send it to me 2 or 3 times a year just to remind me.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it was amazing. Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day. I just looked up perm mullet.
Put in spikes,
perm
too,
mullet,
though.
Perm mullet with spikes?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like
with spikes.
It's kind of like the Lost Boys haircut with a perm in the back.
It's kind of like that. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Whoa. There's different versions of it there. His is sounds like it's pretty well.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, you got to get this hair.
No.
Someone's got to get this hair.
The one on the left. Bottom left.
Oh, my God. Is that
a lady?
That's a lady.
It's a mullet and perm.
What?
It's a merm.
It's a fem mullet.
I believe that's a lady.
Whoa.
Wow.
Some look okay, but
Ice
most
Cube
don't.
Looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah. My God. That guy's like, you ready for this? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Sit down and shut up. Oh, man. It's not a good look, let me tell you.
I'm telling you right now, if I had hair, I'd have a mullet, 100%.
I remember being a kid, and there was like in kindergarten, there was a kid named Leon.
Uh-huh.
And he was like the craziest. Like, I was like, that kid's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Leon, and he had a mullet.
Yes.
And I was like, look, he got some edge to him, got some bite.
Yeah.
I got the Ghostbusters 2 shirt. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
One final text. Someone said, I took my son to JCPenney at 8 for a haircut. I forgot that they did stuff like that too. Mm-hmm. Sears, JCPenney. He was so traumatized, he grew his hair out like Jesus for the next 10 years after that. He didn't go back to get his haircut ever again.
Yeah, once you get a bad haircut, you don't want to get it cut.
No,
again.
Man. What happened
Never
to
go
him?
Back.
Yeah. What happened to him?
My problem was that I had been going to the same place that my dad and his dad went to.
Oh my God.
And I didn't know any better. I didn't know that I had awful hair. I didn't. I had no idea.
Well, yeah, I didn't know
that
when
there
I
was
had
like
that.
An actual place you could go to where they would help.
Someone's done Chuck as Baby Yoda.
It's everything I wanted.
Dave and Chuck Shop did it. He did it.
Yep. Baby Yoda on the lap of the Mandalorian.
That's incredible.
That's all I want.
It's much creepier than I imagined.
Yeah, not as cute as I thought it would be.
Be like, ooh, I don't know.
It's everything I love.
I'd be like, Choda.
I just retweeted it. Twitter.com/DaveandChuck if you want to see it.
I got to shave Choda's
beard
tonight.
That kind of freaks me out, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Hi, Mando.
Choda. Oh, Choda, you're not as cute as I thought, but... very nice job.
Got to shave Choda's beard tonight.
It's terrible. Oh, wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, so saw this next story. It's out of Jacksonville, Florida. We've talked about polyamorous relationships on the show before, of course. This one a little different. This is a 20-year-old polyamorous woman in Jacksonville. She just went on vacation with her four partners, four of the nerdiest men you'll ever see in your entire life, and one of them knocked her up.
It's amazing.
So what are they going to do? They're going to raise the baby all together.
Well, sure.
They're going to be one big, happy, nerdy family.
You're not going to be able to see it.
And we will. I just have to bring it up in a different thing. Before I play the video of these people, because they did talk to this British TV show, I have to show you their pictures. There they are.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
But wait till you see the one-on-one. Again, this is up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to see it for yourself, you can go check it out there.
It's like a reverse Jabba.
It's like the mutants from Table 9 started a family.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's every commercial in the world you have to watch.
So there's one guy.
Well, they're just happy to be having
right,
some
that's sound. It.
Of course
there's,
they are.
Look at
oh,
that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
They're like a superhero.
That guy.
Team. He's the one that knocked her up.
Yeah, oh, that guy
no,
is.
He is. That's the man.
That's him. You're the one.
Spare was.
He, greasy hair, landed one.
They are, honestly, you have to go to DaveandChuckTheFreak.com and check these guys out. You've never seen a nerdier group of guys.
The woman is pretty...
Oh, she's nerdy herself.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
loves like it because you'll see they play all their card games together and stuff. Like, she's in. She's probably as nerdy as they are. Mm-hmm. So
oh,
it
I
works.
Guarantee it, yeah.
It's just weird they all found each other.
I'm trying to get a feel for who she loves the most.
I think she's open about it.
This is like where when you find love at those tabletop gaming stores.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. So here's a little taste of it here. It's called Love Don't Judge, this British TV show. We can listen
to it. I'm not sure you
it.
Turned it up, actually.
Okay, well, no, nothing will ever work.
There's like lots there of clicks here.
This so is a really many. Bad site.
It's the worst. Yeah. It seems to be the worst.
I'm not sure you turned it up again. Oh, there you go.
This is the master bedroom. This is the room that has the bigger bed. That people will swap in and out of every night just so that
you're gonna need a bigger bed.
Get equal turns, you know, sharing a bed.
I won't buy one of those now.
While this is my room, we keep all of our stuff in here. People are rotating in and out.
The first polyamorous relationship I had been in was actually with Travis and Ethan. Travis was the one that brought up the idea.
Is he holding the guy's hand too?
No, he's holding hers across the guy.
We've been dating.
He doesn't even know how to kiss guys.
About 2.5, almost 3 years.
Imagine the smells in that room.
Smell it. Hold on. Smell it.
We made things official recently, but we've basically been dating for about 2 years now.
Smell it.
The term poly, meaning multiple, often refers to a three-person relationship. But for these guys...
So this is one of the games they play there. What is that, Call of Cthulhu?
Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Four separate
That's got to be some kind of like...
The next one would be Mark.
Dungeons
we
and
met
Dragons-y.
In high school.
Ooh.
Oh, and God, then none of them know how to kiss. None of these guys know how to kiss.
Dude,
or wash
the
their
only
hair.
Thing
we've been dating
the only thing they've ever kissed.
April.
The relationship could best be described by having Tori as the hub and all of us are
that guy in the end holding her hand is real. He's a wild one.
Which one? With who? Which
Lisa, the one with the jib, the jibs.
The Jibs.
Something wrong with
the Jibs guy.
Jibs is the original. Jibs is her first boyfriend. He started
You're right, because he's like, keep it like he's there's something going on there.
What noise did he make again?
Yeah, keep it
Yeah.
And then also, if you go back and you look at the guy on the right, I also think he's a little bit like a there's Gippadoo and Dibbidip.
Watch. Go back a bit. Look at him on the. Are they going to come back to the couch?
Was that him that just made that noise?
Quite competitive when it comes to games.
Yeah.
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 We have to try not to be. Is there any one person that tends to win when you play games?
Definitely Chris.
Listen, it's not my fault.
It is your fault.
Also, I rarely play this game to win. I generally just like sowing chaos.
While this play games
and allies.
That's as far as play goes for the boys in this relationship.
We're not romantic with each other. We're all just connected with her.
Although Tori might like it to be another way.
They're all more than welcome to have another partner if they so choose, but as of currently, no. Honestly, I would love it if somebody found a second partner. You know, dividing time.
It just sounds like she's exhausted.
Well, yeah. Those dudes are dropping it in her every couple of minutes.
I'll tell you what, she's filled to the rim. She's filled to the rim.
Al Beck says, these nerds make me feel a lot better about my life.
Al, you are one of the sexiest men alive.
Dude, Al, you're fine. That's.
Are you kidding me?
I'm feeling great right now.
Oh,
I gotta tell you.
Boy. My
you
goodness.
Don't have to worry. Don't get into a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere near this chick, though, at the same time, because, you know, you'd throw her whole life into turmoil.
She catches him like a spider.
Yeah.
She has, I guess.
You don't want to be the fifth spoke.
Everyone she has included is kind of difficult.
But there are problems when four men are vying for just one woman's attention.
Oh, yeah.
How often do you experience jealousy in the relationship?
Regretfully, a lot of the time.
She loves it.
Thankfully, there are a couple of healthy ways to deal with it. Primarily, just talking to each other.
We have a tendency to talk around.
You just pick his nose?
The moment of, hey, I need some
everything
time
that's going on here.
Actually saying it outright.
Smell it.
They need a bunch of. It looks like a smell.
Yeah.
Introvert.
Yeah.
Extrovert. Extrovert. introvert.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jibs.
Oh, there's some up with Jibs.
Two of us are actually any good at open communication.
It's incredible how many people that fit on that couch.
An example, seeing her with Ethan, a lot easier because I was friends with him. Her and Chris was a bit dicier at first. It was a lot more jealousy, and I'll openly admit that. The same goes for Mark, because I'd never interacted with them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to nay that.
I nay your nay.
But for me personally, yeah. I've never been with the idea of monogamy, so I've always looked for a polyamorous relationship.
He's always getting laid.
Jibs gets after it.
I don't really know, to be honest. I guess I'm open to it, but I'm not going to go after it.
Basically, he was asked, would you consider getting with one of the guys? He's open to it.
What?
Yeah.
That's shocked.
What do you think, please?
That guy will take whatever comes his way.
Lisa, don't even try to wrap your mind around that.
What?
Jibs is just as horny as it gets.
Jibs lays it down, Lee. Jibs is pleasing everybody in the sack. He brings all of the thunder.
Jibs is a people pleaser.
So she's pregnant?
She's pregnant by one of them.
Which one?
Jibs! 100% it's Jibs!
It's not Jibs.
It's
the one that wins all the games.
Oh, who's that?
The ginger.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would have thought that. Is that Garrett?
I believe the article says. Oh, okay. He's the one that impregnated her.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's smart move by her.
Yeah, I get the
smart move by her.
Also, the most functional of
the four. That's what I would have thought too.
Functional is a nice way to put it, James. Yeah. That was like the kindest way you've ever talked about someone.
She took the condom off of him.
Yeah,
yeah. She like raw dog it.
Yeah, because I mean, Jibs.
Oh wait, he's going into his.
I've never been with the idea of monogamy, so I've always looked for a polyamorous relationship.
So, would you ever consider a romantic relationship with each other?
I don't really know, to be honest. I guess I'm open to it, but I'm not going to go after it. I know Ethan and I sort of tried back in high school. And
oh, jeez.
Flopped really fast.
I can't.
Oh, yeah.
That's a reveal.
Yeah.
He flopped.
Jibs is telling their secrets.
Don't tell Jibs anything.
Now the following relationship is about to be joined by an additional member.
Oh,
bringing another
Al Beck.
It's the baby, for God's sake.
Al Beck. Oh,
wouldn't that be crazy if you opened the door and it was Al Beck?
So it's starting to get set up. Not quite done yet. Not due for another couple of months, so we still have some more time.
Oh, these guys are going to push this to the last second.
About 23, 24 weeks pregnant. We found out a couple weeks ago that we're having a girl.
Oh, it's
a girl.
We're
very excited.
And so who's the father of the baby?
It's me.
So Chris is the biological father. We just know that because of timing.
They all look
see how
pretty
dirty
awesome.
That guy's glasses
Wait
were?
A second.
Did you see
I don't
how dirty
think there's as much sex.
Were?
There's not as much sex going on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, she could
we...
narrow down the time.
So she must like find a new guy and she has sex with him and the other guy she's just had sex with, but
they don't do much.
She has like a harem of them.
Maybe they just like cuddle each other and she tells them we just had sex.
Yeah, oh, possibly.
Like, oh, sex is fun.
She probably just has to give it a couple rubs.
Yep.
The guy in the sweatpants looks really sad.
He does, but look at the dirt on his glasses. You can't see through them.
The two of those guys, Jibs and the Spare Wars guy's glasses need a good scrub.
Oh,
down.
They do. They're real.
They're so cloudy. Spare Wars looks like it's steaming up.
So everyone's dad.
It's just filth.
It's full of his hair and his face grease.
About everyone operating the role of dad.
It's definitely a little interesting. I mean,
so they're all going to stay together and raise the baby together as a unit.
Oh.
Jibs and steamy glasses and all of them.
All of them.
Jibs. Slows. Spare guy. Yep. Spare Wars.
And Ginger.
And Ginger.
Spare Wars.
Wow.
This would make a great documentary, like TV show. Or even they made a movie, like Three Men and a Baby. Four nerds and a baby.
Yeah. That guy
I sadly realized I own the same shirt as Ginger.
Oh.
What?
You don't
have that shirt.
You,
really?
You have that right now?
Yeah,
I know. I've seen you with a shirt with pineapples all
there?
Over it,
it's
but like, that looks like palm trees.
Well, Dave takes all to know that he's the best dressed of the four.
Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Dave's got more in common with these nerds than I do.
I guess.
You shouldn't be dressing like these people.
I have it. I only wear it on like tropical places.
Yeah, I know, but aren't you picking something up there, Dave?
Oh.
Wow, that's sadness.
Jesus.
Dave owns the same shirt as that guy.
As the father of the baby.
Oh,
do you have that watch? Do you have that Casio watch that he has on?
Does that guy's glasses, are they the ones that go dark when they're
transition?
Yes, the transition.
Transition 100%.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Man, her shirt,
dirty though.
Her so shirt greasy. Doesn't even say like pink. It just says pink.
Oh, yeah. It screams at you.
A lot of boobs to cover there.
They're like some kind of, it's like a boy band in hell.
I feel like we worked with a guy that looked just like
Jibs.
Yeah,
we did. Mm-hmm. We did.
Right?
We did.
Yeah. I thought of that right away.
The one we're all thinking of. Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
We sure did.
He was just
very
fine.
Good with computers.
Yep, he was just fine.
I think he had an attitude like him too.
Sure
yeah,
did.
You're right, a bastard.
Jibs has the best spirits out of all of them.
Well, because
no,
Jibs
sure.
doesn't
Jibs
know. Can't even believe he's been given
right.
a hand job.
Jibs don't know.
You know, Jibs had sex with half the guys and the girl.
the one guy that tried to have some sex with Jibs. He seems upset.
Yeah.
He's
and Jibs,
happy.
Like, turned him down.
He's,
Jibs is like, sorry, pal.
He's like the dark brooding one, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
He is the brooding
Jibs.
One.
No, Jibs isn't. Jibs is happy as can be.
Wow, Jibs probably let the other guy do stuff to him.
Did he? Oh, who did he try to do stuff with? Sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Yeah,
sweatpants.
Sad,
Jibs and sweatpants tried to hook up, and he says a big old flop.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, which means one
so
of them
Jibs
didn't
and that
get aroused.
Guy, him, yeah. He's,
so, Where do they live? What?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida. Okay.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
Sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Is
look at her feet, by the way. Oh. Go back to.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Her little toe is the same size as my big toe.
She has flip flops from like 1982.
Well, looks like her feet are made of bread.
That's her. Is that her friend?
I'm not sure what that's
her. Girl is. Who is that? That's just her in a different outfit, guys.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's still her.
She's like a shapeshifter. Oh, goodness. I guess without she looks different without glasses.
She looks different.
Anyways,
Jibs had a lot.
Go check out Jibs, sweatpants, and more at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can see them there.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.